All right, well, hey, thanks for joining me today. You've got to stay tuned, too, because coming up, I want to tell you what McDonald's is doing today and tomorrow. They're teaming up with an occultist. Yeah, so I want to pray for this, okay? Because what they're doing, and it may be innocent in the eyes of their marketing team, is going to expose a lot of people, a lot of innocent, maybe ignorant, unknowing individuals to occult activity. And with that, it's going to come a lot of headaches. So, well, certainly, let's pray for anyone involved in the occult, anybody dealing with spiritual warfare. We'll lift up all of those intentions for you today. As we kick this off, too, just a quick reminder, send me your prayer intentions. Three ways to do it, okay? First way, Twitter. Maggie is going to monitor our Twitter account, and she will bring those intentions in here. I know the phones fill up pretty quickly. And so if you have an intention, you say, I really need prayer today. At Drew Mariani Show. At Drew Mariani Show. If you want to follow me personally, it's at Drew Mariani. It's always good. Love to stay in touch with you. The second way, send me your answer prayers, especially to my email, drew@relevantradio.com. The memo line, just put answered prayer. I'm going to share a couple answered prayers today. We've got lots of them coming in. I've been flagging them recently. And then the third way is if you go to relevantradio.com/Drew. This is new, okay? So I don't have it down. RelevantRadio.com/Drew, D-R-E-W. I am going to the Holy Land and heading out in October. I'm really excited about it. It's going to be an incredible trip. I've been there on two other occasions years and years ago. I traveled the great mystic, future saint, I believe, Maria Esperanza from South America. This woman was the female version of Padre Pio, could read souls, bilocate, levitate. And it was an extraordinary experience to be there with her. Just her level of mysticism was off the chart. And I went when I was really, really young. So I'm going back now years later. And my level of spirituality, my depth of prayer has really transformed. So to go back and to encounter the very places where miracles took place, where the blind received vision, right, where the lame are lowered through a roof by their friends through the power of their intercession, and mobility was restored, where the widows, you know, was crying at the loss of her son, or, you know, Lazarus's family was mourning and Christ came too late, right? No, it's too late. He's in the tomb 3 or 4 days. Are you crazy? It's going to smell. And he brings Lazarus back to life, where miracles take place, where food was multiplied, right? So I want to pray for you on this trip, and I want to thank Relevant Radio for setting up this particular page. If you go to relevantradio.com/Drew, you'll see stuff about the trip. You can get more information there if you want to travel. That's fantastic. But fundamentally, there's that prayer intention window, okay? Put your prayer intention in there. And in specific places, I'm going to be offering both the Mass and the prayer that day for that intention. Like I said, I'll be praying for marriages at Cana for sure, conversion and addiction at Calvary. I'm going to be praying for finances where Christ multiplied loaves and fishes. You know, we're going to pray in all these different places. So relevantradio.com/Drew, stick it in there, and some of your intentions. I'll pray for you, okay, as we pray for you every day here. Hey, I'm in studio today with Nick. Nick, good to have you here. Thanks for joining us. He's doing double duty. Just got off the board. He was working Father Simon's show. He's actually the voice in the head of Father Simon.
Remember a dull moment.
That's Father a big Simon. Responsibility, huh?
That's right. That's right.
It was great to see him in studio here the other day. Yeah, it was fun to be here with Father. It was all big hugs. Hey, anything you want to pray for?
Yes, Drew, my sister's getting married in November, and so I want to pray for her as she and her fiancé prepare for marriage.
So where are they, in the Illinois area where you are?
They're in the Illinois area, yeah.
All right. And you lived in Rome for several years, right?
I did. I lived in Rome for about 3.5 years.
Discern the whole religious life, I'm assuming?
Yeah, diocesan priesthood, yep.
That's great. Well, we're lucky to have you here, and it's always good to pray with you, so thanks for being with us. And of course, Maggie will be here on our third decade for you as well. I just want to share one or two very, very quick intentions. This person says, you pray for my grandfather, Daniel, who is near death today. He's surrounded by his daughters and wife. We lost my mother 7 months ago, and we pray my mother and her sisters are there to greet him as he returns home to God. Please pray for our family. We will. I'm sorry to hear about what you're going through. You know, it's so strange, and yet it's so, I think it's beautiful in some respects. You know, when one spouse dies, and the other follows shortly after. Father David Simonetti's father died. And then within, I want to say it's months or weeks, 3 weeks, maybe his mother died. I mean, it was really close. My mother, my father-in-law, and my mother-in-law, they all died within 70 days of one another. My wife and I went to 3 funerals. I mean, it was like the first funeral was so traumatic. By the time the third funeral came, about it was, you knew exactly what had to be done. Surreal. But life goes on, that's for sure. This person says, hey, I have an answered prayer I wanted to pass along to you. It comes as a result of praying the Divine Mercy Chapel. There was a coworker in his family, neither of whom were very religious. They had a baby girl, 22 weeks, and the situation looked grim. There was so much uncertainty after she was born. But now, after praying the chaplets and a few months later, the little girl has graduated from the NICU, and she's now home. Of course, it's taken one day at a time to make sure baby Sophia continues to thrive. Yesterday, they had a pediatrician appointment. The doctor has not heard of a baby who at 22 weeks was viable. So if this isn't because of the Chaplet of Divine Mercy and the prayers, then I don't know what else is. Praise God. Hey, Matt, thanks for writing. I love it. God is good, right? And he is merciful all the time. Let's pray for his mercy now for you. We'll begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You expire, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls. And the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth. And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell on the third day. He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he shall come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Our first call today comes from Jim, listening in Roseville, California. Jim, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, Drew. First, thanks for all you do. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
We have our house for sale, and my prayer request is that it sells quickly for a good price. And thanks again.
You got it, brother. We will pray right now for that intention. St. Joseph, intercede for us, right? We'll certainly ask him. This is still a pretty hot market, so I hope you get every penny it's worth and more. Lord, I just give you Jim right now. We pray for the sale of his home. I want to pray for anyone right now who's trying to qualify for a mortgage. Or credit's not so good, or their finances aren't in order. I want to pray for anyone who's looking to rent, and especially for those trying to sell their homes. Lord, that you'll bring the right people, make that right connection, and in your time. I've seen a lot of really incredible answered prayers when it comes to the sale of homes and even to finances. And maybe when I'm done the chapel, I'll share a miraculous story of how a man who should never have gotten a mortgage, never qualified for a home, was given one. And it really was a miracle that brought that about. It was one of those great angel stories that takes place. But I love it. And I've known people who've been given homes, literally given homes. People bought them a home. That's how God can work. So Lord, I entrust to you housing in this particular decade and finances and all of the other legal wranglings that so many people are dealing with. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, our next call comes from Joanna, listening in Austin, Texas. Hi, Joanna. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. I'm going to try and make it quick because I was in the breathing tube when I came into the hospital, and I'm still here in the hospital.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
In Austin, Texas, and I'm blind. I have severe arthritis. They're looking at my sodium levels. My blood pressure dropped really low. That's why I'm here. They're looking into other medication for me. And I just want prayers from me for my healing and recovery. And I asked here for to talk to a priest to get a rosary to pray the chaplet every day.
How
so
beautiful.
That's what I've been doing.
I'm so happy for you. Well, good. Hey, I'm glad you got through today. Save that breath, okay? We are going to pray for you right now. I'm really glad you got through. I really am. And Lord, I just give to you, Joanna, now in a hospital in Austin, Texas. And I pray that the physicians that care for her know exactly how to treat her ailment. And I just pray for complete restoration. Lord, you're the divine physician. Embrace her, touch her, heal her. You know, I love diary entry 1488, where St. Faustina, she writes about the Lord saying, you know, I'm always supporting you. So lean on me when you struggle. Don't fear anything. So when you're in those situations, it can be overwhelming, you know, being in the hospital, not knowing what the future of health is like. Lean on me, the Lord says. What a comforting thought, right? Just lean into the loving, merciful heart of our Lord and fear nothing. Because he says to all of us, he says, you know, take the vessel of trust. And draw down the fountain of life for yourself and for others, right? And so trust now. Pray for those who are also in the similar walk. Lord, I give you these needs. I give you our lack of faith. I give you those who are in storms right now, difficult moments, times of uncertainty, anxiety, those who are battling depression. I just ask for your mercy to flow and to change their futures, to bring healing and new beginnings. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Next call comes from Mark, listening to us in beautiful Bradford, Maine. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Drew, my old friend. I want to have my son Joshua David Allen prayed for. He died back in 2020. And my wife's brother-in-law, George McDonald, he died last night.
Oh, no. Well, let's pray for them for sure, Mark. I'm sorry for all the loss you have in your life there, and let's pray for you, okay? Let's lift you up in all of your needs. Lord, I just give to you those who have gone before us, those who are sick, those who are now approaching the threshold of death, and I just ask for your mercy for them. I know you promised you would stand between them and the, you know, the dying person and God the Father, not as a just judge, but as a merciful Savior. And I just thank you for the power of prayer to transcend time. So I just I go back to that moment of the death of those that we love, and I just ask for your mercy in those hours. I heard a woman call into the network earlier today, and she was talking about, should we pray for somebody in hell? And I think it was Patrick. I was driving in the studio, and it was Father Simon. I forget who I was listening to. Somebody was on the air, and you know, the bottom line was, you pray for those who've gone before you, even if you thought they lived a sinful life, because you don't know what happens between this side of life and the next. You might think, my kid was living in sin, my husband was this type of man. You know, we don't know. We do not know. This person committed suicide. We don't know. We have to trust the mercy of God. God loves us unimaginably. I mean, beyond our comprehension. It was every hair in our head, right? I think of how much I love my family, you know, and those close to me. How much more does God love them, right? So if you are concerned about that loved one, we don't know what happens between this side of the veil and the next. Prayer, God's outside of time, so pray for those souls. Let's pray now, okay, for those approaching death, those 105 people who will die this moment, for the hour of our own death. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Go to Maggie next. She is monitoring our Twitter account. And Maggie, what's coming in?
We got a note earlier about a priest from the Diocese of Joliet that had passed away last night. His name is Father Dan Hessling, so I want to lift up the repose of his soul. Continued prayers for Meg in Montana, the recovery of her heart for the recovery of her heart issues, and for the little one that she just gave birth to. Allie wrote to us and said, "Divine mercy prayer intentions, please, for my grandpa, who left the Catholic Church when he was young and needs guidance in his spiritual life." Joseph wrote to us and said, "Please pray that I recover from my depression." Maggie from New Jersey wrote to us and said, "Pray for the soul of Karen Miles. She is my classmate's sister and is 79 and currently in the ICU, actively dying of end-stage COPD."
Wow.
And then, Drew, this one really hit me yesterday. Sandy wrote to us on Twitter yesterday, and we had a few tweets back and forth. She said, "Hi, Drew, please pray for Jonas and Jack. They were in a terrible car accident on the way to Jack's rehearsal dinner.
Oh, my Lord have mercy.
Wedding had to be canceled and both were hospitalized. Jonas is still fighting for his life. Please shower them with God's healing grace." And I responded, I said, "Oh, amen. Wow, we will absolutely lift this up." And yep. She said, "Thank you so much. His fiance's name is Grace. He proposed to her in front of the tabernacle."
Wow.
Ugh.
Heavy stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't know the day or the hour.
No.
We don't know how life can change. You wake up, you go to bed one night and things are fine. The next day, your world is upside down. It really is. I don't know how people navigate without God. But I'm grateful for this time of prayer together. I mean, there's such a power when Christ promised two or more gathered, he would be in our presence. And God's not limited by geography, by time, by space. And I know he's hears these prayers, many promises with the chaplet of divine mercy, right? Lord told St. Faustine, he says, let souls know that, anyone who's called upon my mercy has never been disappointed or they've been brought to shame. The Lord told her, she says, I delight when a soul places their trust in my goodness. So Lord, for all those in these dark moments, it's hard to pray. It's hard to have trust. It's hard to have faith. Sometimes you wonder why. I intercede for them in this particular moment. I pray for healing. I pray for miracles. I pray for answered prayers. I pray for new beginnings. And I lift up all these intentions that Maggie has just brought forward. And we're going to add, who's the next call, Maggie, that comes into this chapel? Wayne. In Chicago. Wayne, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Drew, God bless you and for all those who come to pray the chaplet.
Thanks,
I'm calling to pray for my dear wife Miriam's, her mother, Maria de la Luz, in Mexico. She just turned 88 on Sunday, but she's got several serious medical issues and dementia, and she's refusing to eat. But she's also refusing to give her final confession or to give a confession, to go to confession. And so we're praying that she'll change her mind and do it. She's had 10 children, and one of them is a priest. And we're just hoping and praying for her recovery at best. but for certainly for her to go to confession and prepare herself if that's God's will for her. But we're hoping for her to come back to us.
Yeah, we'll pray right now for this intention. And it's one of these prayers, Wayne, that I often think God hears, because he promised. The one prayer he always hears is that prayer of conversion. And I think of Saint Faustina. The Lord told her, I think it was Diary Entry 1541. He says, encourage souls to pray the chaplet I've given you. It pleases me to grant everything that they ask. And this is one of those prayers I know it pleases the Lord with. But he says, when we pray, especially for hardened sinners, right? He'll fill their souls with peace. The hour of their death will be a happy one. And Faustina had these experiences where, she saw that final hour for many souls, and she saw these demons hissing. They want in this final hour to win that soul. It's their last chance. But the Lord told her, he says, don't despair. He says, with trust, again, throw yourself into my arms and pray this prayer. You will not be disappointed. You will not be disappointed. The Lord said, sometimes this prayer is so critical for those in their final hour. It's by our prayers, by our entreaties, that we will win them that grace that they need for salvation and the trust they need, because it's in that hour they have it the least. So I'm glad you called. We all are going to approach our final breath one day. And I just pray people are praying for me. And I want to pray now, Lord, for your mercy. St. Faustina, I think, once asked if she could empty purgatory. You imagine what a great prayer, right? Let's pray today, Lord, will take every soul to heaven today. Everyone who's praying with us, all of our loved ones, Lord, I just entrust these souls to you. And we pray in particular for conversion. I pray for that intention, for those who do not know you, those who reject you, those who are away from you. And we just ask that the grace of this prayer and the sacrifice of your Son bring about many conversions. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, we'll pray for Sister Mildred next. She's listening in Gallup, New Mexico. Good to have her with us. Sister, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. I'm calling because I've had an accident, and I have fallen, and I'm in tremendous hip pain.
Wow.
I went to the hospital, had x-rays. They say it's no fracture,
yeah.
But I have not experienced pain like this in my whole life.
Yeah.
And I'm a registered nurse, so I've lived and taken care of people forever almost.
Yeah.
And now I've got to get up and get going, but I can't.
I know. I fell recently, sister, and I shared this with everybody,
mm-hmm.
and I had the same thing. I went, I had it x-rayed.
Yeah.
There's no fracture. It's that bursa there on the hip or the tendon. It hurt, doesn't
yeah.
to even just sit, right?
Oh.
It's agonizing
yeah.
pain. And it runs down the leg. It's crippling. So I've offered it up. I know you probably are doing the same thing, but we'll pray for that
Absolutely.
Freedom for your healing. I know you're a prayer warrior.
Okay.
And you got your spiritual family here. I'm glad you got through, sister. I really am. And I love this intention. I can relate 1,000%. Doing this radio show, there have been times I had to get out of this chair that I'm in and literally get on my knees and do the broadcast on my knees. I was in less pain kneeling for 2 hours. Maggie would see me. Sometimes it hurt to stand. It really hurt to drive and to sit. The pain is agonizing. There's no fractures, no break. It's something that sister and I were going through. But, that pain is debilitating. I want to pray for the Pope, too, who is having problems with his own mobility. I want to pray for anyone who has sciatica, anyone who has back problems, hip and joint pain as well. And if you are suffering like sister or like any of us, remember what St. Faustina said about your pain, and this is one of the great gifts. I think of Frank from Philadelphia who wanted to justify euthanasia because of his suffering. St. Faustina said there are two things angels would envy us for, right? The angels were capable of envy, that is. And those two things are this: us receiving Holy Communion, of course, Jesus truly present. The other is suffering. suffering. They would envy us for our ability to suffer. Faustina wrote in her diary, she says, it's one of the greatest treasures on earth. Why? Because it purifies the soul. And in suffering, you know, we become more Christ-like. And the Lord spoke to her many, many times about the value of suffering. In fact, Faustina, this is the one quote that I think about when I'm going through my own pain. And I think, oh man, Lord, take it. Faustina wrote, she said, if only the suffering soul knew how much it is loved by God, it would die of joy. It would die of excessive happiness. She goes, one day you'll know the value of your suffering, but at that point in time, it's going to be too late to suffer. This is your moment. This is the moment to take that suffering and to offer it to God, to make it meritorious, to make it powerful, to use it. Someday you will know the value of your suffering, but then you will no longer be able to suffer. So don't waste it. Believe me, I don't like it. I don't want it, but I'm using it. And I'd encourage you to do the same thing. Lord, I give you our crosses. You know what they are. You know our prayer needs and our intentions. We trust in you. And so with love and confidence, we give you our heart as we pray. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless, and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible. Please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven.
Pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help.
Pray for us.
Mother of Mercy.
Pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful.
Pray for us.
Saint Joseph.
Pray for us.
Saint Faustina.
Pray for us.
Saint John Paul II.
Pray for us.
Saint Peregrine.
Pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escrivá.
Pray for us.
Saint Patrick.
Pray for us.
Saint Nicholas.
Pray for us.
Saint Margaret.
Pray for us.
All you angels and saints.
Pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That goes out to Nick, who prayed with me, Maggie, who's on the board, and of course, all of our angels and saints. You got to stay with me to hear this story. I almost did not believe it was true, but shame on McDonald's. You know, if you're thinking about going there, the Golden Arches is teaming up with tarot card readers and an astrology expert to offer, well, some readings. What they're doing is clever. I got to tell you about it. I thought, man, this is actually kind of brilliant on their part. It's bad. I'm not justifying or saying this is a good thing, but I'll tell you what's going to happen. I'll tell you what they're doing and what they want from you. So McDonald's, just Tuesday and Wednesday, Dancing with the Devil. We'll talk about it when I come back.
Tweet us your prayer intention anytime on Twitter at Drew Mariani Show.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the relevant radio studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forester.
So, of course, it was only a matter of time before the food brands found astrology and other witchy arts. Guys, if you're a Christian watching this, you should be absolutely shocked. McDonald's, Dole, and Del Taco have all recently announced enchanting planet-based deals, which means the cosmos are officially over.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
You know, I don't know about you. I mean, can it get any stranger? You know, I want to bring hope, and I think the chaplet does that. And I want to bring, look, good always conquers evil. There's brighter futures coming. I believe that. But I just said to Maggie, I said, man, the show's been so heavy. You know, yesterday I spoke to my producer. We talked about death. We talked about, you know, well, really, it's a beautiful topic because we looked at what awaits us on the other side, and grieving's part of this life. But today, you know, I talked not only about what's happening about the summer of rage that's being predicted, but we talked to Professor Charles Camosi a little bit earlier, if you missed the conversation, about two laws, one in California, two bills, one in California, one in Maryland, that want to euthanize, where they want to kill. Let me use the right word, infanticide. They want to murder children, not only up to birth, but up to 2 months after birth. And I'm like, why 2 months? Why not 3 months? Why not 6 months? Why not 6 years, right? Why not up to the time they're teenagers? I mean, where do you draw the line, right? It's bizarre. That is absolutely bizarre. We see people rabid. They're in the streets. They're going nuts because Roe's going to fall. I mean, you see Satan being very aggressive in our culture today. And then what else? Another hallmark of the evil one. Now we see the occult becoming more mainstream, right? You know, astrology. I don't know if you read your horoscope, you do any of that stuff. I just think it's nonsense. There was, you know, a lot of people, when newspapers used to be around, there was always like a horoscope in a lot of newspapers, and people never took it seriously. They'd read it in kind of fun. And, you know, what does the position of the planets and the sun have to do with whether or not you're going to meet your future spouse or your finances are going to get better, or, you know, you're going to have a great day? I mean, who knows? And I'm sure a lot of people listening right now are like, Drew, that's not true. You don't understand. As our society moves further away from God, I think here's the problem with the culture today. We've taken off our spiritual glasses, right? We've totally taken them off. We don't look at life through the lens in which we should be looking at it. That's with eyes of faith, with morality. We've set them aside, and we're going blindly down these pathways that lead to our own perdition. It's bizarre. As society moves further away from God, people, you know, when there's a void, you know, it's got to be filled with something, right? So what are people doing? You no longer have God in your life. What fills the void? Well, astrology, right? The occult, right? I mean, it only makes sense. It's become so mainstream today that McDonald's is giving away some free food to mark the start of Mercury in retrograde. Now, I'm not an astrologer, but really? Hurry away, free food. Mercury's in retrograde. Oh, that's great, right? So for those of you who don't know, Mercury in retrograde, that means that it looks like Mercury has gone back in its orbit. And that happens for about 3 weeks, either three or four times a year. It's just an optical illusion that happens because of our perspective here on Earth. But for those who believe in astrology, Mercury in retrograde is a time for taking cover. Take cover! Mercury's in retrograde. Apparently means that your life is going to start getting really difficult. You know, you might be saying, hey, I just filled up my car, right? Life's pretty difficult, right? I just went to the grocery store. Have you seen the heating bill or the electric bill, right? Getting difficult. Mercury's been in retrograde for a while. According to to USA Today, here's what we saw. McDonald's will have, quote, a two-day deal today and tomorrow in time for the start of retrograde. You can get a free McChicken or McDouble with a purchase of medium fries, only in the McDonald's app at participating locations worldwide. Their ad for this is a picture of a burger with a headline, "If the universe can't be on your side, at least a free McChicken can." And on top of that, the fast food chain is also teaming up with a tarot card reader and an astrology expert who calls herself Madam Adam. And they're going to offer select fans McDonald's-inspired, you know, astrology readings, I guess, today. So, you know, if you want a chance at this, and I'm not telling you to do this. In fact, I'm going to tell you to stay far away. But let me just tell you what they're doing here. Here's the clever part of all this from where I sit. People who want the possibility of having their tarot cards, you know, they want the possibility of this, of her reading, you know, your tarot cards. You have to give up your sign, right? You have to put your name and your sign on her Instagram or TikTok account. Now, you got a nationwide campaign. Can you imagine this? I would love to have McDonald's get behind Drew Mariani and drive everybody to my Twitter page, everybody to my Facebook page, right? Instagram or TikTok, not on those. But can you imagine the benefit of Madam Adam? Who's she connected to? All right, now, who's her relative at McDonald's? Oh, I got a great idea. I'm in the marketing department. Madam Adam, you know, Adam or whoever it is. I don't know. Madam Adam's kind of a strange name. We'll build your TikTok account, okay? We're going to build your Instagram account. Here's how we're going to do it, right? You give free readings to select people. We're going to have metric. I mean, think about it. Who wins? I think Madam Adam's a real winner in this deal. Who's the loser? Anybody that puts their name on her TikTok account and Instagram. They're the losers. Can you think about this? Yeah, Maggie was saying to me earlier, it's like more like instead of TikTok, witch talk. What ends up happening is, okay, now you're in her feed, right? So the danger with this is that your kids or whoever is going to be, whatever high school student or whoever it is that's running out to get their free McChicken sandwich, right? Their medium fries. Now, tomorrow, there'll be something, some sort of other cult message coming through, some sort of other, you know, astrological message or whatever it is. It opens people up to this type of stuff. And they're going to be inundated. They're not just putting their name on there for a chance to get a free reading and a chicken sandwich. They're going to be exposed to the occult. And I think that's the real danger in all this. I mean, it's really quite problematic. Of course, there's a spiritual dynamic to this as well. And I want to talk about that with Father Paul Damaris, who's the pastor of St. Mary's Parish in Charleston, Rhode Island. He always joins us to address these issues. Why is reading your horoscope, is it innocent fun? Or what about tarot card readings? I got a story to share with you about that too. Tarot cards, right? Ouija boards, mediums, you know? Is it harmless fun? Or are you really touching something that's incredibly dirty and sticky that you won't be able to get that spiritual grime off? Father, always good to have you here today. Good afternoon.
Good to be back on.
So when I saw this story, I thought it's clever on a lot of fronts. The marketing campaign for Madam Adam, but the danger for anybody who's going to go ahead and you know take this bait. Break it down if you can. I mean, it sounds like harmless fun, you know. Yet there is a real, there's a spiritual dynamic to this. And why don't you unpack it for us?
It's the tip of the iceberg that took place during the pandemic when people were, you know, locked down, locked in, and they began looking for answers. They went to tarot cards. It was just like cyber occultism. They went, you know, had their tarot cards read. They went to seances. They went to Ouija boards. They went to psychics because the fear of the future. What's my future going to look like? What are things going to look like for us? And so there was a real fear about the future. And so where are you going to find your answers? Where are you going to find, quote unquote, that reassurance that you need that you're going to make it through this? And so many people went to the occult. They went to, like as you said, Ouija boards, tarot cards, the seances to find answers for what they were looking for. A couple that I worked with had purchased an Ouija board so that they could ask the Ouija board how their marriage was going to turn out because they were engaged.
Wow.
But the real danger became the fact that the ensuing marriage became a disaster because they had invited these dark powers into their own lives and then into their own relationship until they repented of it and were, you know, healed of what it was that they had done. But there is a real sense of fear out there. Yeah. About the future, you know, about what's going to happen. To our kids? What's going to happen to our families? And so there's that. It's a time of fear, right now.
Yeah, my guest, Father Paul Damaris, if you want to join us too, feel free to dial in. It's 888-914-9149. Years ago, you know, when my wife and I were engaged, right? She had gotten engaged to me. Her girlfriends took her out for dinner and a bachelorette party or whatever. Just took her out. And they were walking downtown, and the girls all went in. They were getting their fortunes read by some medium or something like that. My wife didn't want to go in at all, right? Had nothing to do with this. And she said, but their friends, they had already paid for it. They said, come on, you got to go in. So she asked about her upcoming marriage. And she knows it was, you know, she realized, you know, post-haste, this is wrong. But I was always struck by this encounter. Why? Satan so hates marriage. And you saw the effect it had on the story you just told of the people who use the Ouija board to conjure. My fiance, my future wife, goes in there and the medium says, oh, no, you should not marry him. that is not going to work out well for you. I mean, she really, whatever spirit was talking to her, did not want her with me. And if it wasn't for my wife, I would not be sitting here today doing talk radio with her support. We have five beautiful children. We've been married now for decades, and that medium could not be more wrong. But I always reflect back on that, and I say to her, I said, imagine somebody else who would have bought into that, would have had doubt. You know, we would have gone our separate ways. You know, I mean, that's how the evil one can divide and really destroy, which is unfortunate.
These occult practices are portals. They're doors to the spirit world. And when you open them, you open yourself up to what can take, you know, for what harm can take place by inviting those spirits into your life. Even if you feel that it's an innocent fun, you can't control what's going to come through those doors.
That's so true. Well, let's do this, Father. We're going to take a real short pause. When we come back, we'll talk more, all right? We'll take a few calls. If you want to join us, it's 888-914-9149. We'll try to get a couple calls on. We're taking a look at what McDonald's is doing. Looks innocent and fun, right? Big marketing campaign. But when you lead with darkness, when you dabble and kind of dance with the devil, if you will, with the occult, problems follow. Trust me. We'll be back. Stay with me.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the relevant radio studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forester.
It's very important that you understand that we live in a time where anything goes. And what they want, your friends, your family members, your coworkers, is for you to be okay with people practicing their religion or their spiritual belief as long as it doesn't affect you. But heaven forbid you say anything about what they practice. Heaven forbid you say, this is where I'm starting to understand. If you say that something is wrong in this era, you're wrong. That's how people treat you. And there is, according to your friends, your family members, according to your coworkers, there is no wrong and right. It's what you believe. It's your truth versus my truth. But hello, Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
That's another piece of insight from Pastor Mike Signorelli on the woke culture. And you know, Benedict XVI coined the phrase, the dictatorship of relativism. That's what we see here, huh? So true. And you see this false religion. If you're just joining me, McDonald's is preparing for this week. I think it's Tuesday and Wednesday. There's a celestial event happening. Mercury apparently is in retrograde. And they're tying this into a marketing campaign where they'll have a medium and tarot card reading. So dangerous stuff. The occult is something you don't want to dabble in. But I am joined right now by Father Paul Damaris, you know, a priest who's been a longtime friend of the show, and he's been an expert on the occult and spiritual warfare. And Father, it's good to have you with us. I want to go to the phones because Candace is listening to us in Milwaukee. She's Catholic, but she also reads tarot cards. That doesn't seem to go together. Candace, good afternoon. Good to have you with us.
Hi.
Hi. Go right ahead, Candace. I'd love to hear your thoughts.
So I was just listening in on the show. I don't always listen, but I was driving home from work and I just was listening to the priest speak, and I just got really offended by the things that he was saying about how if you do these things, you're inviting evil into your life. I don't feel that way at all. Not in the least bit. And I don't know, saying that people, you know, lumping us all into a group, saying that we're looking for answers because we're afraid of the future. Not at all. I suffered a loss in 2020 of someone that was very close to me. And so I became extremely spiritual, more spiritual than I already was with my Catholic faith. It was just very offensive to me. And I understand you can open up things that you don't want to open up, especially when you play with the Ouija board. That's something I won't do simply because you don't know what you're inviting in. But I think with tarot, it's different. You're not asking, in my opinion, random spirits to talk to you. I think most tarot readers feel like God or spirit is speaking through the cards. We're not summoning evil entities to tell us what's happening in the future.
All right. Father, I'll let you respond.
Well, the first thing that I would say about that is that you can't control what comes through when you turn to things such as that. I mean, from the Old Testament on, we hear, well, we're being asked to avoid, you know, any type of that occultism where we turn to the spirit world, not knowing what can come through, not knowing what can happen, not knowing what can take place. I mean, it can be certainly benign and innocent enough when someone practices it, but when you open that door, when that door is open, you have no control over what comes through. And 9 times out of 10, nothing may happen, but I have prayed with people who have been tarot readers who have gone through deliverance because of what took place and what did happen to them. You know, so I have worked with tarot readers, people who did that, psychics, people who read the cards, not knowing down the road what would take place or what would happen to them. So I have done deliverance with people who have done that.
So maybe that does happen with some people, but I think that you were really making a broad generalization when you
were
saying
quite.
Not
really. You know, it's just been too broad in my work, you know, for what I have done to say that, you know, something like that can be benign.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question, Candace, if I could. What do you think the source of this information is that is giving you this glimpse of the future, the answer, the solution to the problem that person having their cards read? Who's giving that to you? Where does that come from?
It's actually not, I wouldn't say it's a glimpse into the future. It's energies. All tarot is you're just reading the energy that's already there. I mean, it's just like if someone has a premonition, what's the difference? You're just having the cards kind of lay that out for you in more black and white than just,
you know,
Father, do you ever get, does God ever speak to you? Like, it's kind of like the same thing.
It happens through the scriptures. It happens through the, my guide is the scriptures, and my guide is what they say to me and what they teach me. What my problem is with energy is that it is not benign. That's my issue when people tell me that they are doing exercises with energy, is that the energy is not benign. And that's been my experience with people who have come out of this, is that, yeah, it was, and they felt that way. However, at some point, something turned on them. Something came into their lives, something entered into them, however you want to put it, that changed them forever.
Yeah. That's interesting.
I'm just saying that happens.
Probably does happen with some.
Hey,
yeah.
Candace, you're Catholic, right?
Yes.
Have you always been a lifelong Catholic, or did you just come into the faith not too long ago?
My entire family is Catholic. I went to Catholic church my entire life. I was recently baptized within like the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Totally accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Completely, like, I was into it. Still am, really. But I find tarot to be very interesting. I like learning about it. I like reading the cards, and I don't get any sort of feelings of darkness or evil from it at all.
Father, we only have a couple of minutes, so we may have to continue our conversation here. The teaching of the church, the catechism, and I would encourage you to have that along with the Bible in your home. That's a must. Is very clear.
Yeah,
it says that all forms of divination are being rejected.
I have a Bible in my purse.
Yeah, well, I'm delighted to hear that.
I have a Bible in my purse.
But, you know, as a Catholic,
Catholic book of prayers right here.
You know, as Catholics, though, the church is very clear. We're not to consult horoscopes or astrology or palm reading or...
Oh, I understand that completely.
Tap into any of the...
speak to the dead or... But, you know, if you have those gifts, you can't really turn them off. Like...
See, but here's the issue, and Father, I'll let you speak to this because you're in the deliverance ministry. You've seen this.
Yep.
You might not be able to turn them off because they're dark spirits. They're not from God. Those spirits do not come from the Holy Spirit. In many cases, this is from the dark side. And Father, I guess a question somebody's probably thinking, right? Well, how do you discern the difference?
What it does is to deepen someone's curiosity about what it is that they're doing. Even someone who may benignly go to a tarot reader, well, then it can pick their curiosity. It can pique their curiosity. Why, you know, what is this? What's going on? What's happening? How is it happening? And what it does, it creates a curiosity that, you know, over a slow period of time will bring people, you know, into it, you know, and bring people to come to almost. I mean, I have, you know, worked with people who they can't do their day without having their cards read or their horoscope read. Because that's what happens, is that they become so dependent upon it that we have less and less time, or they have less and less time, let's say, for their prayer, you know, to go to adoration, to go before the Blessed Sacrament, to pray the rosary, which then become our most powerful weapons.
Yes, they do. Well, Father, I'll tell you, hold the thought. If you got a few minutes, yeah, we'll continue the conversation right after the news, which is coming straight up. If you're on hold, stay with me. I'll do my best to get you on the air, filling you in on, well, McDonald's and more.